Action Voice News, the Global Link.
Violence and disrespect does not reflect the identity of Zambia, Piri. Expert urges private sector companies to improve network services to aid in FISA program. And US to boycott G20 in South Africa, Trump says. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chiloba. Founder of Heart of Mercy, Agnes Piri, has expressed concern over a riot that broke out yesterday during President Hakainde Hichilema's public address in Chingola, Copperbelt Province. Apostle Piri condemned the act, saying such behavior, regardless of political opinion or economic frustration, should not be acceptable. She said the nation has been known for its peace, unity, and respect for authority, and it is upon these pillars that the national identity stands. Apostle Piri echoed that even as we head towards the 2026 general elections, leaders, citizens, and political influencers must reflect on peace, unity, and prosperity, not divisive politics or anger. We have the power to shape our destiny through peace, dialogue, and wisdom, not through bitterness, unforgiveness, or destruction, Apostle Piri stated in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She has therefore called on every Zambian to rise in prayer and action for peace to guide our leaders and ensure there is national unity. Soli Dammed has handed over the 4th out of the 6 Vocational Center of Excellence at Chipata Central Hospital in Eastern Province at a cost of 8.5 million kwacha. Soli Dammed Country Director Kupela Clark says the training center comes with various clinical training tools for the practice in order to sharpen skills for students. Ms. Clark has implored the students to make mistakes during their practices and not in their industrial work, saying it is the reason behind their support to the Vocational Center of Excellence. She also acknowledged that with the handover, it comes with the real job of ensuring that the training is of excellence and valuable to the students who both directly and indirectly care and save lives. Ms. Clark says technologies continue to change despite having new simulation equipment that needs upgrading, a situation that calls for support. Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has called on private sector companies to improve their technology and network systems for farmers both in rural and urban areas in order to aid in the Farmers Input Support Program FISIP e-voucher system. FISIP e-voucher is a flagship government initiative to promote efficiency, inclusiveness and private sector participation in agricultural input delivery. Recently, the Ministry of Agriculture revealed that more than 208,000 eligible farmers were added to the Zambia Integrated Agricultural Management Information System database through enhanced electronic verification. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Dr. Bulaya commended the ministry for the implementation of the FISIP, highlighting that the e-voucher system will help in monitoring the flow of the program, provide efficient management and help empower agro-dealers. The challenge we have in urban areas is poor network connectivity and citizens are already lodging complaints, Dr. Bulaya said. Dr. Bulaya stressed that government has played its role and the facilitation of improved services is now left to the private sectors. He also urged all farmers that have challenges with the e-voucher system to quickly report such matters to the District Agricultural Coordinator's office so that they are not left behind, adding that this program works to their advantage.
To sustain the vulnerable but viable farmers, and in a way, this disadvantage, you know, the farmers, because the commodities were not rightly targeted. But besides that, the government took measures in terms of ensuring that the program is 100% e-voucher, because with e-voucher, it is easy to monitor the flow of the program and it provides efficient management.
Kanchibia Member of Parliament Sunday Chanda has described the violent disruption in Chingola yesterday, where stones were thrown and property, including a police vehicle as well as a presidential tent, was set alight, deeply alarming. Mr. Chanda stressed that such attacks must be condemned by every citizen across every political divide. He emphasized the need for community outreach and youth engagement initiatives to address grievances through dialogue so that frustration does not become a pretext for violence. Violence is not an instrument of politics. It is an affront to the rule of law and to the dignity of our nation, said Mr. Chanda in a statement issued to RSV News in Osaka today. Mr. Chanda has called for a full, transparent and impartial investigation into the events in Chingola with the findings made public. He further called for collective leadership from all political parties, traditional leaders and civic actors to publicly condemn this violence and recommit to peaceful civic engagement.
We will call for the following without delay: a full, transparent and impartial investigation into the events in Chingola with the findings made public. Those are responsible must be identified and prosecuted under the law. A review of the security arrangements to ensure that safety of public officials and the public at large, while safeguarding citizens' right to peaceful assembly and a free expression, is guaranteed. That a firm but lawful response by the security forces against anyone who incites, plans, or executes violence.
In African news, Donald Trump has said the U.S. will not attend the G20 summit in South Africa over widely discredited claims that white people are being persecuted in the country. The U.S. president said it was a total disgrace that South Africa is hosting the meeting, where leaders from the world's largest economies will gather in Johannesburg later this month. South Africa's foreign ministry described the decision by the White House as regrettable, while a spokesman for the foreign ministry, Crispin Peary, told BBC News that the success of the summit will not rest on one member state. Coming up shortly, UK military to help protect Belgium after drone incursions. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Med Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. UK military personnel and equipment are being sent to Belgium to help it bolster its defences after drone incursions on its airspace suspected of being carried out by Russia. The new head of the UK military, Sir Richard Knighton, told the BBC Sunday with Laura Quensberg that his Belgian counterpart asked for assistance earlier this week and that kit and personnel were on the way. Belgium's main airport, Zaventem, was forced to close temporarily on Thursday night after drones were spotted nearby. They were also spotted in other locations, including a military base. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. Founder of Heart of Mercy, Agnes Piri, has expressed concern over a riot that broke out yesterday during President Hakainde Hichilema's public address in Chingola, Kopperbell province. Agriculture expert Oliver Bulaya has called on private sector companies to improve their technology and network systems for farmers, both in rural and urban areas, in order to aid in the Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP e-voucher system. And Donald Trump has said the U.S. will not attend the G20 summit in South Africa over widely discredited claims that white people are being persecuted in the country. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RSM News. My name is Chimba Chilopa. Stay tuned.
We needed to cut costs. That move in our data outside Zambia felt like giving away control.
Our clients wanted faster services, but compliance rules meant we couldn't just host anywhere.
We are a startup building on AI. We wanted the best tools without losing time or money on offshore platforms.